Well, I think everyone was concerned and surprised that President Bush came out and said that he intends to keep full force in Iraq until his last day, his term of office comes to an end. I'm hopeful that now that changes the dynamic in Washington and that we are able to get more of a consensus out of the Congress to stand up to the president. We see that happening in the Senate. We're going to be counting votes on the Senate side for Senator Webb's bill that requires additional rest time for the troops. And I'm hopeful we can pass that in the on the House side as well. And then we're going to have a battle over funding.
Well, basically, yeah. What about that is the only thing that really you can do, you as a Congress can do to try to change what's going to happen in the next year and a half. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to cut funding for this war?
I have been a stalwart on that and have not supported the additional monies for the war in Iraq, the continuation of this very strategically risky, misguided war. It's very difficult to support a war that was started on false pretenses.
People who voted, of course, you were part of a big freshman class of Democrats who came in last November. Many people voting because of the Iraq War, trying to get out of the Iraq War. You see the poll ratings. They may be unfair for whatever reason that the poll numbers are so low for the Congress right now, but they are. And many people say, we elected these guys and women to change the course in Iraq, and we've got more troops there than we did before.
We would be in a lot worse shape in this country if we didn't have the Democrats in control of the United States Congress. We've had a very aggressive agenda. We have more work to do on Iraq. It's not going to happen overnight, but I'm committed to standing up to this president and Vice President Cheney, who was here last week, and insisting upon a change in the dynamic and to bring our troops home.
There was a big hullabaloo last week about this MoveOn.org ad that came out on Monday calling David Petraeus Petraeus. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it was an unfortunate distraction. It didn't need to happen. The attention needs to be where it belongs, firmly on the desk of President George Bush and Vice President Cheney. This is their war. Everywhere I go in this community, church, the grocery store, in my neighborhood, people want this to change, and they want us to bring our troops home.